Weiter in Shas. Remelachas Daf Chaf Gimel. Pick up on Chaf Beis and Beis by the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom by the two dots. We saw something mentioned from Yehuda. Now we're going to see a steer of Yehuda in two different places. Tanah. We're going to tell our Mishnah. Yehuda Omer. Yehuda says, "B'minchas Koin Mashiach, if the mincha of the Koin Mashiach and the minchas Nesachim." And that of the Mechusam, Psula. That is, if the comates of the two get mixed up, it's going to be puzzle. It says, Zubalila Sa'av, Zubalila Sa'ak, of Aimbal Zumizav. One is the considered Lila Ave, it's a thick type of mixture, and the other one is a loose, more type, and they absorb one from the next. Fracta Gemara, Vechi, Bola Zumizu, Mahabi. Who cares if they absorb one from the next? What's the problem? Min Bimino. According to Yehuda, Min Bimino is Eino Batal. So there shouldn't be any issue over here. Beep, turn the page. Amarava, beep to the Mishchav Gimel Ben Aleph, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shehu Min Bamino Vid Dover Acher. Whenever it's something, it's a Dover Acher. Like our case, if the oil from the Minchas Tesachim is the same kind of as the oil already in the Kometz, but the flour of the Kometz is a different type, different kind than the oil. Salik Es Mino, Kimisheno, you remove the Min as if it's not there, Vishaino Mino Rava Love Mavatlo. And that which is not its min is able to go and override it and be mevatel it. And that's the problem. Hitmar, komitz the minchas chote sheshmano. Let's say you have the komitz of a minchas chote, someone's a sinner. And sheshmano means someone put the oil on it. That's just a nothing to love shemen. Ma'achish kamat. So after take off the komitz, you put the oil. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Pasul. Rabbi Yochanan says it is Pasul. Rish Lakish Omer, Hu Atzmo Meshach Shecho B'Shiyari HaLug U'Maileu, should rub the komitz itself with the leftover of a lug of oil from another mincha and bring it up on the Mizbeach. I voksev, what the Pasuk says about the mincha Schote, Lo Yosem Ala Shemen Lo Yitin Ala Levona, you don't put it on it because it's a chata, Sakri Rish Lakish say you should put oil on it. And with the Gemara, Ahu shalo yikba lo shemen. Yeah, for the Gemara that Ahu shalo yikba lo shemen v'chavroseha. The Pasuk Gemara tells that he should not place assign it oil like a minachos. Right, the one can't add oil to the mincha itself before the komets is removed. Like some with other minachos, we add a little bit of oil to the komets. That's not going to be a problem, and it's good to do. Eser of Yoch Rish Lakish Charev shenis arev bebalo. If you have, the charev is a dry mincha, and it got mixed with a oiled mincha, yakrev, there you go ahead and your makrev, such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that lo yakrev, you are not makrev, such a thing. What type of mincha is verse talking about? My love, komets the mincha's chote, the ara, the komets the mincha's nidava. We're not talking about the komets of a mincha's chote. They got mixed together with the komets of a regular mincha. And it comes out, kum techois from this, that the reason the chum don't passel the mincha's chote's komets is because the oil is absorbed to the other komets, is also meant for the mizbech. And things that go in the mizbech do not mevatel one another. If, however, the minchas chote was absorbed, were to absorb oil that was not supposed to go to the mizbeach, then even the chacham would be maskim that it would be pasal, which goes against Rish Lakish's din that a komitz of a dry mincha is not going to be pasal by being oiled. So the more low, and it says dry over here, what it means is minchas parim ve'elim ke minchas kvasim. A minchas parim ve'elim, which is nesachim, that got mixed together with the minchas kevasim of lambs, that is two different types of nesachim things, that since the price is not speaking of a minchas chotei's komets that absorb oil, so we can't learn anything out from that din. What do you mean? This case is taught straight up in the price of minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kevasim. If a minchas of parim ve'elim got mixed with that of parim ve'elim, the chariv shenis ariv bebalu, or if you have the dry mincha that got mixed up with oiled one, with an oiled mincha, yikrav, it should be brought. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yikrav, he says you don't bring it. So when the Bais speaks of the mixture of the dry and oiled minachos, it can't be talking about a mixture of minachos asachim, minchas asachim, or the parim, or the elim, with the kvasim. Because it says that straight up.
So it's obviously not talking about it.
It's talking about a different thing.
Perushekam Mefarshos. This is one, no, it's not true. It's explaining it. The Bryce is just explaining what's going on over there. The way that we had said is that if a Michas Asachim of Parim or Elim mixes with Kavasim, which is a case of a dry mincha mixing with an oiled mincha, it should be brought. He just says that it shouldn't be brought. Then we go back to the discussion of a kometz that loses the oil. Vayirava. Kometz shemitza mshamno al gabi etzim. If a kometz is oil and squeeze that onto the wood, and you then put the kometz on top of that wood, now what's going to be the din? Is the kometz considered to be missing its oil? Chibure olin ka olin danu. Do we say that the attachments of things that go up in the Mizbech are considered like the actual things that go up in the Mizbech, therefore the oil is looked at as being a kometz, or they're not treated like things that go up in the Mizbech, so the kometz is missing its oil, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Amr li Ravina li Ravashi, lav haimu di Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Isn't this what the Mechlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is? We saw in Zvachim, the Itamar, Hamayla Eivir She'in Mo Kezayis. Someone who brings up a Eivir outside of the base of Mikdash that does not have a Kezayis to meet on it. V'etzem Mashlim Le Kezayis. The Etzem goes to Mashle Bone, is Mashle Kezayis. Rav Yochanan Rechayev, Reish Lakish Zom HaPater. Rav Yochanan Rechayev, Chiburi Olin Kolin Dami, that the things attached at all are considered like the oil itself, Reish Lakish, they go up in the Mizbeach. No, the things that are attached to the Mizbech are not considered like the things that go on the Mizbech itself. The boiler of Yochanan, the boiler of Reish Lakish. Now, Rav's question actually can be asked according to Yochanan, and it can also be asked according to Reish Lakish. The boiler of Yochanan. It's Kashim of Yochanan says that a bone attached to the meat is considered part of the meat. Adkan lo kam Rav Yochanan Hatsam el v'etzem. That's only what it's talking about, the etzem. The mina de basu, it's considered its own min. It's part of the meat. Aval hacha lav mina de kometzu lo. But here, where the oil squeezed from the kometz onto the wood, where the oil is not the kind, is not of a kind with the flour of the kometz, then no. Rav Yochanan would say that the attachment of the oil to the kometz doesn't consider the oil, render the oil part of the kometz. Dilma filu Reish Lakish kaloka amar elam etzem, or maybe even could Reish Lakish, who says that an attached bone is not considered one with the meat, didn't say this except in reference to the bone. The bar mifrashu is something which is going to be separated. V'parish lav mitzala dure. It's separated from the meat even after it's on the mizbech, and when it separates, there's no mitzvah to return it to the mizbech. Aval shemen the labar mifreshu lo, but in reference to oil, which is not considered, is not subject to separation, right? The oil on the wood is not going to fly off the mizbech when it's getting burnt, right? Then no, maybe Reish Lakish would be masking that the connection between the kometz and oil is chashuv, and oil is considered part of the kometz. Adum eloshta, maybe there's no difference. Reish Lakish, whatever they hold, would apply to here as well. So Rav's question is valid according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish.
And for the Gemara, Teiku. Okay.
Zok the next here, Lugan Mishtah. Shtei menachos shal amik mitzuv and nisar b'zuv b'zuv. Let's give two menachos. And these two menachos did not do kemitza, and they get mixed up together. Im yachol likmotz mizom b'fnei atzmo, mizom b'fnei atzmo, k'sheres. If you do kemitza on this one separately, on that one separately, they're going to be good. They're going to be fine. V'im la'ap sulos, but if not, they're going to be pasul. It's case number two. Komet sh'nisayr b'mincha shalon nikmitza. If a komet's get mixed up with a mincha that didn't have kemitza, lo yakter, you can't go ahead and you're not let it go and burn this on the Mizbech. V'im hikter, if you did do this, zo sh'nikmitza ola l'baylam, the mincha that you did kemitza on accounts for the owner towards his chiyuv. Does not work for it. The Bible is chiyav. Case number three. Nisarv kumtza b'shireha o b'shireha shel chaverta. The kumtza of the mincha got mixed with its own shirayim or with the shirayim of another mincha. Lo yakter, don't burn it on the mizbeach. For nikter on the Bible, but if one did burn it on the mizbeach, then it works for the Bible of his kumtza towards his hayu. Says the Hilchah Gemara. Okay, Amar Rav Chista, Nevela Bitela Beshchuta. Nevela is going to battle if it falls into Shchuta that is more than it. Sheyev Shel Shchuta Shetea Sa Nevela, but it's not possible for the Shechted meat to become as tummy as Nevela. So the mixture of two types of meat is therefore considered like two different kinds, Min Be'eno Mino. And let me say it goes by the Rov. Min Be'eno Mino is battle by Rov. Shchuta and a betel of a nevela, but shechted meat does not become butel if there's more nevela. She'af shel a nevela she'teas shechuta, but it's possible for the nevela to become like shechted meat. The lechim maser chalpar chatumasa, because when it becomes disgusting, when it spoils, the tumah leaves it. So therefore, it's like two different, two of the same types, and therefore there's no betel over there, at least according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina says, Kol she'efshel alios kamo eino batel. Any mixture in which it's possible for the smaller amount to become like the bigger amount is not going to be batel. Kol she'efshel alios kamo batel. Any mixture in which it's not possible for the majority to become like the minority, it's going to be batel. According to Rabbi Chanina, the minority, the mute's ingredients ability. It's the miut's ingredients ability to change that causes whether these two things are considered min or ein amino, and whether or not the majority is able to go to change can change is that's not relevant. I'll leave it to the man. Who's it going like? He'll leave it to Rabbanan. Says like the Rabbanan. Ha'ami olin hu de lo mevat le'adadi. The Chachamim said that it's only things which go in the mizbech that are not going to be mevat to one another. Min b'mino bato. But if not for that, then even a min b'mino is going to be batal. Or libid Rabbi Yehuda, and yeah, libid Rabbi Yehuda. That's okay. That's the rabbanan. Yeah, libid Rabbi Yehuda. Even when I say it goes to Rabbi Yehuda, v'ha, but we've a bit of a problem. Beep, turn the page. Chav gimel amid beis. Rabbi Yehuda basa chazusa. So Rabbi Yehuda goes according to appearance of something in the mixture, and he doesn't really care about much else there. Rashi says the ka'amar le'al ein dam avata dam bi'afagav she'ef shalal lios chazeh. Alchanami also basa chazusa. The whole v'shteim min kasher ein b'tilin zavizeh. It's not going to end up being mevatel. One is the other. Ve'idi. Min b'minahu, and therefore both this mixture where the shechita meat is the majority and the other one where the nevela is the majority are one kind mixed with its own kind, and therefore you can't have no bittel over there. Ela liv rebchia, it's going to come to rebchia. Tani rebchia, nevela u'shechita b'tel shabazu, nevela u'shechita can become bittel one to the next. Rebchia, liv the man, who's he going like? He'll leave the rabbanan, but he says, Rabbanan, ha'mi olin u'zulam avat li'adadi, ha'min b'mino bittel. So who's he going like? When does he say min b'mino is not batel? Hani mili heicha de'efshar le'mahavi kavasei. That's only where it's possible for one to be like the other. Aval heicha de'efshar le'mahavi kavasei batel. But if not able to, then it will be batel. Okay, ubeha kamiflegi. And this is what they're really arguing over. Rav Chisla sever basar mevatel is in it. Says we're going to, according to the one that's mevatel and figuring out one thing can take on the other. Rav Chisla sever basar batel is in it. We go according to the thing that is being mevutal. Tonight, now we're going to bring a raya from Chanina. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah. Shtei menachos shelo nikbitzu. If you have two minachos that were not, no kamitz was done, they get mixed up. If you're able to take off from each one, it's kosher. If you're lav psilos, and if not, then they are pasul. This is what we brought up earlier. Again, what's happening is you have two minachos that fall in the same clean. Part of each mincha becomes mixed with the other part, but they're still considered separate. So if the parts that are separate, let's say, are big enough to be able to do a kamitz, then you can do kamitza on both. Says Gemara Vaha. Hacha, given the comments lay mechada in this case, once the coin did kamitza on one of the two menachos, either chavali shirayim, the rest of it becomes shirayim. Look at avatli shirayim l'tivla, and it's clear for the Mishnah that those shirayim do not nullify the tevel, meaning the other mincha which didn't yet have kamitza. Mani, who's it going? Like Ira Banan, Harmi Olin, who the Lomavate Adadi. They say that it's only things they go on the Mizbech and not going to be about to one another. Ha Min Bamino Batel. But if not for that, then even a Min Bamino is going to be about to El Pshit or Behuda. Based on the mind, the Amr Basar Batel is in it. Okay, that makes sense. If you go like Rav Chanina says that we follow the Batel, right, to figure out whether these two things are considered alike. Batel having a Mivatel. Because in this case, the entire, the entity that's to be batel, to be nullified, that would be the tel of the other mincha, can be like the one that's nullifying the shiraim in the first mincha. The lechi comments meidach, because when he eventually takes kmitza off the other mincha, havalu shiraim kihani, then it becomes shiraim like these ones of the first mincha. And therefore, it's a mixture of two like kinds, and the Rehuda says that the minority is not batel. El lamanda amar basim mevatel, since we go according to the one that's being mevatel, shiraim kikav utivla. Can Shiraim become Tevil? Right? It's not able to become Tevil. Therefore, this is a mixture of two different types. And then for the Shiraim, it should be Vatel and Tevil, even according to Yehuda. Lema de lo Kar B'chia. You want to say that a Mishnah which says that Tevil is not Batel goes against Rav Chia? That the Mishnah is going against Rav Chia's version of Yehuda's opinion? It says the Gemara, Hasam Kibne Rabbi Zera. There, we can answer according to the way Rabbi Zera says, the Amr Rabbi Zera. Nemer Akhtar b'komets and Nemer Akhtar b'shiraim. That's a lashon of burning by both of them. Rav Gzir Shava. Maktar amur b'komets and a komets of Atel s'chavero. Af Akhtar amur b'shiraim in Shiraim of Atel as ha komets. Right? So Rav Gzir is learning out that the Shiraim can't be Mavatel komets. Therefore, it's going to tell us that the Shiraim is not able to be Mavatel Tevel either. Okay, now, Toshima says the Gemara, a komet should aside from Mincha Shalom Nikmetza. One comes falls into another one that wasn't nikmatzah. It's Lily Actor, you're not going to bring it on the Mizbeach. Vim Hikter, but one did burn on the Mizbeach, Zosh and nikmatzah also the Bailam, then it goes, it works for the Bailam, Zushalon, nikmatzah also the Bailam. Velo kamevatel le tevel le komets. It's clear for the Mishnah that the Tevel, the Mincha where it didn't have kmitza, is not going to nullify the komets, even though they mix with each other. Man, who's that? You're Rabbanon. Ha Amri Olin hu delo mevatel adadi. Ha min bamino vatel. El Pshita Rabbi Yehuda, Masir Rabbi Yehuda, Pishlam Laman Da Amar Basa Mevatel is Linan, Mevatel Have Kibatel. Then the nullifying agent can become like the nullified. If the Tevel can become like the Komets, the Chol. Porta Chazi Lamikha Sabir, because every piece of the Tevel is fit for the Komets to be taken from it. Right? Had the Tevel not become mixed with the Komets, is what he could have done. Havali Mimimimimimimimim, Mimimimimim, Mimimimim, Lobatel. And Laman Damar Basar Batel is the name of the Batel. Komets Mikavi Tivla. Can the Komets become Tevel? Not possible. Therefore, these two things are not like one another. The Tevel should nullify the Komets. But the Mishnah says that the Komets is not Batel. Limit to look at Rabbi Chia. You want to say that Mishnah is going against Rabbi Chia? It's contradicting the way he learns it. So the Gemara Hanami, this also Kid Rabbi Zera. We can explain this according to the way that Rabbi Zera saw it, the way that Rabbi Zera says it. Right, which is what we brought up earlier, that the Torah is talking about Haktorah with reference to Komets, and they also have this, the idea of, use the same idea of the Shiraim of a Mincha. Ki kol sa'or v'chol d'vash lo satir menu isha la Hashem. So if the larger komets of one mincha becomes mixed with the smaller komets of another, the mixture is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, and you're going to fulfill the chiyuv of both of the menachos. Tashima, look the hilul gemara. We have another raya. Tashima, now we can bring a raya now from the third statement of the Mishnah. It says nisariv kumsa b'shirayim shel chaverta. That is, let's say you have the komets get mixed up with the rest leftover of another mincha. Lo yakter, don't go and burn on this whole mixture on the mizbeach. They make there also lebaylam. If you do, it's going to be good for the baylam. V'ha'hacha de lo havi mevatel kebatel. In this case, the mevatel, the thing that is nullifying, namely the shirayim, it can't be like the thing being nullified, being batel, the komets, and also you don't have that the thing that's gonna be batel become like the thing that's being batel. So according to Rav Chista and Rav Chinina, this is going to be something which is like two different minim. V'lo kamevatel le shirayim le komets, and the shirayim are not going to be mevatel the komets. Mani, who is that going like? Ira banan, if you want to say Rabbanan, we have to tone back and forth and all
It's a question we've been asking the whole time. Rabbi Zera, Nemra Haktorah, Bekomets, Nemra Haktorah, Bishirayim. It says comments of both of them. Ma Haktorah Amura, Bekomets, In Komets, Avatel, Es HaChaveiro. Af Haktorah Amura, Bishirayim, In Shirayim, Avatel, Es HaChomets. Toshima, let's try another raya from the braisa we're going to see right now. It's talking about making batza on Pesach. Tibla bekem beketzach b'shumshamin u'b'chol minei tavlin k'sher. One spiced it up with ketzach, which is fennel. It did it with sesame or any other type of spice. Then it's going to be roi for the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. Matzah, he, Elishinikom matzah, mitubelis, it's matzah, it's called spiced matzah. Because like a day, the apish la tablin tzvi matzah. This time we're assuming that the spices were more than the actual matzah, and the matzah is still not batel. Bishlam the mandam or basar batel, as linan, because that works according to when it goes according to the batel. When you figure out, you know, whether two mixed things are similar. Batel havikim avatel, because in this case, the thing that's being batel, the matzah, is can be like the thing that's mivato, which is the spices, the lechi. Because when it becomes spoiled, it becomes like moldy, it becomes like the spices that it loses its ability to actually become matzah. And then it goes to one, the thing which is mevatel, tavan mika of a matzah. Can spices become like the matzah? No way, it can't be. So then, this is a mixture of two unlike things that Rav Yehuda is going to say that the minority thing is going to be batel. Hachamay Skinan says, no, it's not a rab, because what are we dealing with over here? The lapish latavin, where the quantity, the amount of spices is not more than actual matzah itself. The ruba matzah, lo batel, the majority of matzah, and therefore it's not batel. Daikinami, the katani matzah hi eloshinikris matzah bitubelis. You can actually learn that from the fact that it's actually bimashma from the loshin of the actual braisa. It says matzah eloshinikris matzah bitubelis, which means that the matzah is a majority over there. Shema Amina. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.